receive the 2022 APR, recommend that the Board of Supervisors accept it, and direct the Secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the Commissioner's action. Your alternative action is to receive the APR, recommend that the Board of Supervisors not accept the APR, and again, direct the Secretary to prepare the resolution documenting your actions. If you have any questions, the staff and I are here happy to do that.
Any questions of staff? Commissioner Wolf?
I know this is a really weird one, but is there anything that you didn't quite get to that you wish you had?
Well, we'll be honest with you, there's over 122 programs. So as we start working through them, there's probably a lot of things that we really need to focus on in the next year or two as we continue to do that. One of the items that's on our radar that was not accomplished last year was updating the SEDS in the economic development section, which is the county's economic development strategy. And of course, it has to do with funding. It can cost us up to like $400,000 to update that. So we're working with EDC trying to work on that. So that's going to be one of our goals for next year, is try and find a way to get that accomplished and find some resources and funding. The one thing I regret the most is that most of the places that we look for funding and grant applications, because we're a rural county, we don't qualify for. And I just really wish that we can continue to encourage the state to look at rural counties like ours, that we have the same, you know, they have the same requirements on us for housing, economic development, and, you know, all these other areas, but we have a different makeup and lay of the land than these urban communities, that they need to really recognize that either don't require us to do those things or provide us resources to do those things or allow us to be competitive to apply for those grants. So I just wish I could apply for more grants, but when we read them and we know we're not going to be successful, it's not the best way to utilize our limited staff.
Wow. That's too bad.
But I constantly let them know that when they have any workshops that we can listen in and give comments.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
This time I'll open it up to the public for comments.
Good morning, members of the commission. My name is Radley Reap, and I reside at 557 West Escalon in Clovis. I believe you have a four-page letter from me to you. I'm not going to go and read the entire thing because that would just take too much time.
I wasn't able to distribute all of the
Well, Radley, can you summarize what's in the letter?
Yes, and I will. I'll read part of it and summarize most of it.
Yeah, thank you.
We obviously have not read it.
Obviously not.
We probably should wait for... Let's just take a couple minutes.
Yes, absolutely. No problem.
That'll give us a chance to read this, too.
Okay. All right. I'll get it.
I he just, he gave it to him earlier today. Okay. Bradley, thank you for your patience, everyone. Go ahead, still go ahead, summarize, and most of us had a chance to look at the letter.
Okay. I know it's hard to comprehend it. There's a lot to it. And so what I'd like to do is just read the first half of the first page and a little bit of the last page and talk to you about the center part, which is more complex. Okay. Every year for the past 8 years, I've come to your commission with one simple request, that the county prepare a complete and honest annual progress report on the implementation of the general plan. And in every one of those years, my request has been rejected. Now, you would think that a sensible person would just stop asking. Well, I want you to know that I am a realist and that I understand full well that the county will probably never prepare a truly complete and honest report. And yet I persist with my request because, without honesty, I believe the county will continue to suffer the negative outcomes that result from noncompliance with both state laws and with general plan directives designed to protect the environment and improve the well-being of county residents. To explain the enormity of the problem would take dozens of pages, which is not possible in this arena, but I can provide three examples that will enable you to understand the seriousness of the problem. And so that's where I'd like to stop reading and just talk to you one-on-one about the rest of this. I'd like to begin by talking about violation of state laws. It would be great if the annual plan included that information in there, because this is a status report on the general plan, and the status is that it's out of compliance with several state laws. There is a document out there created by the Office of Planning and Research, which is given to all cities and counties, that lists absolutely every law that applies to the general plan. It's a long document, but it's brilliantly written. And one of the requirements is that the county go through that document, sort of like a checkoff list, and make sure that the county is in compliance with state laws. If the county had done that, it would have noted in the APR that the county is not in compliance with AB 170, which was adopted by the legislature back in 2003. That's probably one of the most important laws in the state of California. It's the law that requires each county in the Central Valley to have an air quality element that lists the goals, policies, and objectives that may improve air quality and a set of feasible implementation measures designed to carry out those goals, policies, and objectives. The county has not complied with that state law for a decade. I want to bring this thought to you. What do you think might happen if you put in your APR that the county is out of compliance with AB 170? I agree. I must say that I think the Board of Supervisors would act immediately to start initiating a remedy to that problem. But I live by the adage that if it's not in print, it didn't happen. And so just by me telling you doesn't do any good. It's got to appear in a report in front of the board so they can say, yes, we know we have that problem, and we have a very serious air quality problem here in the Valley, and we do need to jump on that. The second thing I'd like to bring up is not a violation of state law, but a violation of the directives within the general plan itself. And so I have two examples of that, and they both have to do with monitoring. There is a program in the general plan that requires the county to monitor groundwater in the county and to bring that information to the board. And I'll read it to you. It's really, really short. It says, the county shall develop, implement, and maintain a groundwater monitoring program. Information from this program will be provided to the Board of Supervisors during the annual general plan review, which is what this is. Now, you can search all the way through that document front and backwards, and you're not going to find any information on the county's groundwater monitoring program. And I suspect that's because the county doesn't have one. But I think if we don't put it into the APR that that's missing, then the Board of Supervisors will have no understanding of what they need to direct county staff to do to get that program up and running. The other one is, it's a program that goes by these letters, LUHD, which is actually the program that brings us here. It requires this Planning Commission to approve a report. And one of the most critical things in that is the very last sentence in that program, and I'll read it to you. It says, "This review, or the APR, shall also be used to satisfy the requirements of Public Resources Code 21081.6 for a mitigation monitoring program." What that is, that's an acknowledgement by county that state law requires that you monitor all the mitigation measures in the general plan to make sure the environment's protected. However, the county has never systematically done that, not for 20 years. And so I ask again, don't you think it would be a good idea, or can you imagine the effect of your annual progress report saying, Board of Supervisors, we have discovered a problem. We're not doing the monitoring required by state law, and we're not doing the monitoring required by the general plan with respect to groundwater. I think that would force the Board of Supervisors to immediately take steps to find out how far out of compliance they are with regard to monitoring. Nothing but good can come of it, but nothing's good going to come if it's not in the annual progress report as required by state law and by the general plan itself. And then lastly, I'd like to talk just for a minute about two programs that to me highlight two of the big topics that everybody's talking about in Fresno County. One is water supply, which has been short these many years, and also, again, air quality. And the two programs are PFCA and OSGA. PFCA is one of my favorite ones because it is so simple to understand and read. It simply says, the county shall develop a process for resolution of water supply problems and apply the process when areas of need are identified. How simple is that? Everybody understands what that means. Now, the APR is accurate in saying that no such process has ever been developed by the county. And so here I'm thinking, okay, we had drought from 2011 to 2017 with the really bad years of 2013 and 14. And while people's wells were going dry and everyone was scrambling for water, the county did not have a process to start addressing that problem as required by the general plan. I'm disappointed. But I think the Board of Supervisors needs to know that they need to step up to the plate when necessary and make sure that the programs in the general plan are being implemented. And the last one, program OSGA, requires the county to put together procedures for doing air quality analysis. And I'll read that one to you. The county shall review the guide for assessing and mitigating air quality impacts published by the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District, and adopt procedures for performing air quality impact analyses and mitigation measures with any modifications deemed appropriate. Now, as far as I can tell from reading your APR, since the county doesn't report on whether that's happened or not, the only thing I can assume is it hasn't. This causes several concerns for me. One is the obvious one. The county's in violation of its own general plan, and that should immediately cause someone to say, oops, we need to fix that. Secondly, it means the county is probably unprepared to oversee air quality analyses. And thirdly, this is the one that I think most people don't understand. There's a policy attached to this program. And the policy is a mitigation measure because the general plan assumed that if everything was built out as planned from 2000 to 2020, air quality would get worse. And therefore, they put a mitigation measure in there to make sure that that didn't happen, at least not as bad as they expected it would happen. And so that particular policy reads, the county shall develop standard methods for determining and mitigating project air quality impacts and related thresholds of significance for use in environmental documents. And here's the important part. The county will do this in conjunction with the San Joaquin Valley Unified Air Pollution District and the cities in Fresno County. Now that is a big ask. That's the ask of the county to go out with the cities to develop procedures to deal with how to analyze air quality impacts. As far as I know, that has never been done. So with regard to two important matters, insufficient water supply, groundwater, and air quality, the county is negligent in not applying with programs in its general plan. So now I'd like to just read the last part of page 4 really quickly here. To summarize, The draft 2022 APR fails to include information required by state law and by the general plan itself. As demonstrated, this lack of information conceals the fact that the 2000 general plan is significantly out of compliance with state laws and with directives in the plan itself. As I see it, if this lack of compliance is not brought to the attention of the Board of Supervisors through this APR, the county is very unlikely to try to correct the situation or to improve plan implementation. I must tell you that having brought these same issues to the Commission's attention each spring for the past 8 years with no positive outcome, I'm beginning to wonder if the preparation of flawed APRs is purposeful. I hope that's not the case, and I remain ever optimistic that commissioners will understand the importance of preparing APRs that provide enough information to help county residents and county staff bring the county back into compliance with general plan directives and statutory requirements. And so I ask that the draft 2022 APR be revised to include the information that I've requested. In case your staff tells you that there's no time to do that because the APR must be sent to the state by April 1st, I want to let you know that there is wiggle room in that. There is sort of a grace period of a couple of months to allow you to do that. And as well, back in 2016, the report was not submitted until September, and there were no bad consequences. So please do not fall for the statement that the staff has no wiggle room and no chance to correct things. So my last thing is, please do what's right under the law and what's right for all Fresno County residents. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Radley. Any questions?
Have you put together like a checklist of the things that are required, the things that are there, and the things that are missing, or is it pretty complete in this letter?
I have not put together a full checklist. I know some of the things that are missing, okay, but there's a lot of things missing. I think even your staff said yes, they wish they'd been able to do more to make the general plan work, okay. I haven't put together a list. What I'm asking the county to do is to go through the state guidelines and do the and check it off to check. That's their job to do that. Mm-hmm. That would satisfy me. And then everything would be brought back. You'd know which laws are not we're not in compliance with. And then the Board of Supervisors would get the message and start working on it. That's it. As far as the violation of the general plan programs, not implementing them, the League of Women Voters did a study back in 2018 and sent it to the county. It's very, very accurate, listing every one of the 122 programs that are out of compliance. And that's pretty much unchanged since then.
Commissioner Wolf.
Mr. Reap, you are always on it, and we appreciate the fact that you come in here. But I do think some of these state guidelines are hard for some counties to get to you know, resources and staffing. And I just wonder, because you're probably aware of how many counties in the state of California cannot comply with some of the state guidelines and are not able to monitor, say, the underground water or the air quality. We can't be the only county, and especially an ag county that covers this much ag land. What do you know about that? How is this working across the state?
I know that there are lots of cities and counties which are out of compliance with state regs for that reason, or for other reasons, whatever they may be. That's not the issue.
It is an issue.
Oh, no, it's not the issue for this report, okay? You may not be able to comply, but your report has to deal with the problem and say, we have a compliance problem here with the general plan. That needs to be in your report. The Board of Supervisors can then hold hearings to figure out what they can do, what they cannot do. But to close a blind eye to it and not even put it in print that we've got this problem is a disservice to the board and to the county. That you can do without hurting anyone at all, at least identify the problem.
So just saying, AB 170, we are out of compliance.
Absolutely.
And that would satisfy you?
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting.
This is a report to the board to let them know where they need to work at things to get things done. Yeah.
So, in other words, when we found out earlier that there are approximately 120 programs out there that may not be addressed,
right.
if they just listed those programs and said...
Yes, I've been waiting for that for years because... Yeah, I think
and
that's...
And they just write not there, not able to comply.
Yes, absolutely. That's the starting point to start correcting things. Absolutely. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then... People like me and others will probably step up to the plate and say, we'll try to help as best we can. We realize that there are monetary problems. Let's take out of the general plan the things we can't do, so there are no expectations that aren't being met. Let's put in the general plan what we know we can do, where there's money and resources, and let's work together to get a good plan. We just can't have a plan that says we're going to do X, Y, and Z and not do it and then close a blind eye and say, well, we can't deal with it because we just can't. You know, I hope that makes my point.
Commissioner Hill?
Yes, Radley, if could it possibly be, it'd be a great service to us. We get our packets the week, well, I think they send them out about Thursday or something. Is there any way that when you have a draft like this that you want us to observe and maybe think through and be, that you can get it to us, that it can get out in our packet instead of the morning of. It would be most helpful to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's possible. That was my error this time. I thought I'd received, I guess I'm getting old and daughtery here. I thought I'd received an email saying that this Planning Commission meeting had been canceled. Mm-hmm. And so I simply didn't think about it until the last minute. I looked and, oh, my gosh, it's on the agenda. So I was up till like 2:30 in the morning last night myself trying to crank this out. So... Yeah, there would be. And by the way, I think I've offered this before. If you ever wanted a workshop on the general plan, what's going on from the public's point of view, I'm happy to come in and do that with you.
I just
you're getting
to be
one story for
the things that we're going to be dealing with in advance.
Yeah.
I think you might be thinking of the meeting the first of the month.
That one was canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it would be most helpful if you can get it out in our packets and we can look through. Maybe we can do some research ourselves.
Right. So. Right. Exactly. So my final ask is that you not approve it today. Mm-hmm. There's no rush here. You simply ask staff to go back and put into the report some of the things I've mentioned so that the board will know better what's going on. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Wolf.
This is a question of the staff, and if there is something like a list of 120 programs that are incomplete or can't finish or no, they're just not done, can you just include a list that says that 120 incomplete end of, you know, we don't have to go into it. I don't imagine that any water monitoring system is going to happen with this county for a while. I mean, the state's implementing that in a few, 7 years or something like that, and let them deal with that impossible oversight. And same thing with air quality. They're all going to be difficult in this county. But if for some reason Mr. Reap believes that just acknowledging that it's not we've not gotten there, if that helps. Doesn't seem like there's a problem with that, adding the list. And go ahead, sorry.
No, that's staff. Okay. I don't know if the microphone's working. It is, great. So, again, the guidelines for preparing these reports, and I probably have said this in prior years, and I'll say it again, are more stringent on the HCD side, meaning the housing reporting, than they end on the part that we're talking about right now, which is reporting on the general plan. And that's just by design. They don't really have specifics as far as jurisdictions do it in a number of different ways. So staff believes that we've talked about the programs, all the programs, and we've given a response. Now, individuals and members of the public may disagree with that, and certainly they have the opportunity and the right to state so. Staff would disagree to the level that that we're out of compliance with a number of programs. We also have to acknowledge the fact that we're talking about a 2000 general plan. Things have changed. Legislation has changed. Mm-hmm. Staff is actively trying to get to the finish line, the general plan review, which you know the speaker's aware of, which will include an environmental impact report that'll look at some things like air quality. It will have additional analysis. It may in itself not be satisfactory to some of the public that reviews it, and there'll be an opportunity to again talk to decision makers about that, and the Planning Commission will see that document. So while staff believes that we've answered the questions based on an annual reporting, the speaker certainly has the opportunity to dialogue with the board with that as well, because this will have to go to the board at some point, you know, regardless of decision today. It is an exchange of information. Where we have acknowledged that things have changed, such as SGMA, which has sort of taken over a lot of the groundwater management compared to what was done in 2000, that was legislation that wasn't anticipated back then. That's new stuff that's happened. So hopefully, when our general plan review is adopted, there will be modifications to policy. Some of these policies will go away. Some will be modified. Some of the programs will be modified. There'll be new programs. There's other requirements in state law that weren't anticipated in 2000, such as environmental justice, that has to be in the document now. And staff knows we're working on that. We're trying to get that to the finish line. But again, it takes time. And there's no guarantee when that document comes before decision maker that all the public will be satisfied with that. And they have an opportunity, of course, to explain their concerns. So I couldn't, again, appreciate the speaker taking the time every year to review the document, and certainly is, you know, probably showing most interest in it. I couldn't, you know, confirm that there's 120 policies or programs that we're out of compliance with. I am aware that there's some elements and requirements of the state that aren't even in our 2000 general plan because the laws have changed. But they'll be in when our future review in the general plan is revised, those policies will be included, and then DAPR will look different in that it'll be analyzing some different programs that aren't in the 2000 document. So in sort of a nutshell, staff believes we've done a solid effort in trying to report what's occurred during the past calendar year. We in situations or in instances or programs where there has been no activity, we've tried to say that. We've tried to explain where we've coordinated with other agencies such as the Air District for air quality. But we understand that the laws have changed.
Any other comments?
Getting back to this 122, was that actual items or was it the grants that we didn't qualify for?
Those are actual programs in the general plan and housing element. So that is what we're responsible to implement, 122 activities or programs, as they're called, programs.
Thank you.
And it's done throughout the county and with other partners as well, but it is the county's responsibility in different departments.
Well, I do know with our county being so spread with a rural urban, the smaller cities have difficulties, even their city hall, doing what they need to do, just keeping their planning going and things. So I can understand ours being a difficult one because we're so far out with all the cities.
Yeah, and we're certainly looking to improve the document every year. And part of that, and I know the Planning Resource Management Officer spoke to the commission last year about staffing up for general plan implementation. That's part of what you're seeing this year. I mean, that was something that was discussed. It was discussed with the board, and then there were positions that were allocated and filled. So you're seeing other individuals now involved. This is the first year, but going forward, there'll be more eyes on looking at the implementation. So hopefully that's a positive, and that will result in a document that reflects how we're implementing those programs even better than it has been. Certainly, I believe the document's improved over the years since 2016 when we started doing it again, but it's will have additional assistance, so that's a positive.
Well, I can concur, Chris, that this is much better this year than it has been, so I could tell that you guys have been doing excessive work to get it to us, so thank you.
Staff, if we move forward with this, would we also be able to include the comments and from Mr. Reap?
We will attach those as part of the board agenda packet. If there's specific comments that the commission as a body wants to make, and certainly the commission can, to the board as far as should look at this, or we the commission thinks this. We can, as part of the motion, if it is a motion to recommend that the board you consider and move forward the annual report, that can be in part of the motion as well.
Well, I think Commissioner Wolf touched on, like, for example, the water. Perhaps SGMA, Groundwater Sustainability Act, which may address the issue more than what the county could do on its own. And perhaps, if you look at what the requirement was, it sounds like the County of Fresno needs to do that. Things have changed and will change. So, and I'm not in a position to know what's right at this time. And it's not just to pass the buck on to the Board of Supervisors, but I think, certainly they'll be aware of what some of these concerns are. I don't think we're in a position, well, maybe staff could correct me, but to say come back and address all these issues and have the checklist and say we're in compliance, we're not in compliance, I think that's a big ask.
I know I've been here in prior years and talked about this upcoming document, but especially like in the case of air quality, the general plan review, there's quite a bit of analysis going into both vehicle miles traveled, which wasn't something that was state law required under CEQA in 2000, but is now. So just the analysis itself of how air quality is analyzed for jurisdictions has changed. So that document is going to review and analyze those impacts. I can't say at this point what the recommendation will be, what the determination is, but that's an ongoing effort. So again, there's work that's going on that will clarify and provide additional analysis on air quality when that document's brought forward. And then, if adopted by the board going forward from there, that will be reflected in the annual report as far as any type of
activity. Those documents going to be presented? Will the board prepare those and present it?
The annual report is being worked on, is being prepared right now. And so, right, just as kind of a quick aside, and I know the annual report talked about it, but the general plan review is currently in progress. And as part of that, there's quite a bit of air quality analysis related with the environmental impact report and traffic analysis and looking at...
Do they specifically mention, general plan policy OSG1 or some of the others that Mr. Reap had mentioned?
Well, there's modification to policies. I'm not prepared to say how some of that language is being modified. There's some programs that are no longer going to be applicable because have either been met or since the law has changed. So some of that, there'll be language changes. There'll be some new policies and new programs, and there'll be some that'll be deleted. And that's part of that process. So if adopted, that document will then redefine what the annual reporting is, and there'll be programs that will no longer be applicable, or like groundwater, for instance. Likely there'll be a different policy language if adopted, and in the way that is handled will more reflect what's modern times versus what occurred 20 years ago or so.
Okay.
And additionally, you'll also have a new housing element hopefully by the end of the year as well, so you'll have different programs and policies for that one as well. So the general plan as a whole is going to have a different look and be able to address the issues in the new laws that have gone into effect since 2000 as we've been updating them. But the current process that Chris was just mentioning will really address a lot of those areas. And then the new housing element will be also addressing the new issues for the next 8 years. So there will be a lot of changes by the end of this year.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments from the commission? Mr. Wolf?
Chris, you touched on, say, for example, air quality monitoring, and that something has been happening along those lines. Do we have a department here in the county that's really doing that?
No. What we have is, I'm referring to the environmental work for the general plan review. So there's consultants are preparing that analysis about air quality from a county perspective. But we rely on the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District. They're the regional body that is to address air quality for not just our county, but others part of the of that region. And so any type of discretionary land use project, or even the effort we're going through the general plan review, we've engaged in just, I've talked to the air district about that. They've seen drafts, and we get input from them, and we coordinate with them. We coordinate with them on a project-by-project basis. They're the experts. To have a county expert hired when you have a regional body that's supposed to deal with more, because air impacts don't stay in county lines. They go across different boundaries. That's why it's a regional body. It would be duplicative and maybe and probably not beneficial to have an in-house expert that is doing that when we have an agency that reviews those projects and has people that work on a regional basis with that. So you have a policy that talks about something from a 2000 general plan, and again, there's opportunities through this other process we're going through to update those policies and programs to more reflect what the current laws are and what the interrelationships between the different agencies are now versus what they were 23 years ago.
Okay. Any other comments?
I have a quick comment on like the housing element update. My comment is that it's just sort of unreadable to anybody. I kind of know a little bit about affordable housing, and so while I appreciate the intent of information shared, there is no way to really get that information from our appendix. This from the spreadsheets being like blank to then there being a spreadsheet with so much information that I would have to get a magnifying glass, which I don't even own, to be able to read it in here. So it would be, I think, helpful if there was a bit of summary or context added to the general plan instead of just a paragraph to say see Appendix B, because this is a really important piece, and I know that every piece is important, whether we're talking about air quality or water or housing or whatever. But this was just kind of unreadable to even see like massive spreadsheets with zero data on them to say like, oh, then nothing happened in this area in 2022 is what my guess is, because there's no data there. But there's no narrative to talk about that.
And I appreciate that comment, and not an excuse, but just the fact that that's a form that we get from state HCD. There may be, and we can talk about internally about ways going forward to do a summary of what that table does. I mean, granted, while you could get look at the online version and zoom in, is that really going to give you any information? I mean, you're looking at various. HCD can work with that. They work with the data. But that doesn't, I understand that people trying to look at that, I mean, okay, it works for the state, but does it work for decision makers looking? So we can discuss that. Yeah. And so nice, and I appreciate that comment. That's yeah. If there's a way to summarize that, what the table's doing, and just have that as a bullet point list, we can look at that going forward.
Now, in Appendix B, Table D, has the actual programs of the housing element, and it does have narratives for that. So there are one or two programs in there that addresses those tables, and it just says, let's say, I'm just making up numbers at this point because I don't have them in front of me, but it could say we had to do 500 units of moderate income. You know, it's going to say if we lost some of those units or gained units. So there is one paragraph in the programs that maybe addresses the tables a little bit, but you're correct in that there's very little to report. Most of our general plan encourages development in our cities. So most development occurs in the cities and very little development occurs in the county, which is why we work with the cities to take on some of our numbers to develop.
Okay, any other comments from staff, from commission staff? Okay, well, we have a couple options to consider. As presented, we can receive the report recommend that the board accepts it or receive the report and recommend they do not accept it. I'd like to forward this on to the board, recommend they accept it, but also include comments, the public comments we heard today. Make sure that that's included for the record.
You need a second?
And, well, that would be my motion, and then direct the secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the commission's action.
Second.
Okay, so I made the motion to recommend to the board. Commissioner Chata did the second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries 5-0. Thank you very much, everyone. Information, discussion, staff, is there anything to add for item number 5?
Nothing at this time. We do have items on the agenda for the 9th meeting, so you won't get a cancellation, hopefully.
You don't plan to cancel the 9th?
We do not. Okay. Hopefully we'll keep you hard at work.
Thank you very much. For the parking pass. Okay, I think I heard Commissioner Chata say we're adjourned.
I did.
And then we are.
Bye-bye.